What up, my fellow DJs, and welcome to another episode of The Business of DJing. It's your host, it's your boy, Jamie Selects, and thank you for tuning in. Now, today's episode is an important one. It's all about taxes for DJs. It's broken up into a few different sections. In part one, we're going to cover tax basics and business structure basics. In part two, we're going to cover tips for how you as a DJ can file your current year's taxes. And in the last section, we're going to cover strategies for making next year's taxes much easier to file. If you want to check out the original long-form article, along with all the links that I have, including a DJ's finances log, a personal balance sheet template, you can head over to jamieselects.com/DJtools. Now, before we jump in, just wanted to give a quick disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. It does not constitute financial advice. If you have a complicated situation that goes beyond something what you learn here, I definitely recommend checking out a tax advisor. Also, lastly, I'm going to be mentioning Cash App taxes a lot in this post. As many of you know, I work at Cash App. Just wanted to say, though, that they are not officially affiliated with this show in any way. I'm just giving them some free marketing, talking about the new product, just because it's so cool. Cash App taxes just launched this year, and it's completely free while to file your taxes. So definitely recommend checking it out. But again, they are not officially sponsoring the show or anything like that. Just wanted to let you all know. All right, so without further ado, let's drop it in. Okay, so let's start off by talking about business structure. It's important to know that as a DJ, you are a business. This isn't something to be ashamed of or shy away from thinking about. In fact, quite the opposite. It's something to be celebrated. You are the soundtrack for countless human experiences, and you should be fairly compensated for your hard work. Learning how to do your taxes properly simply ensures that you're getting what you deserve. The love of DJing isn't about money, but the business of playing music is. Now, there's a few entity types that you can create or operate as in with being a DJ, but to keep things simple for this episode, I'm just going to cover the large majority of DJs, which is just being a sole proprietor. So this is if you do nothing and you get paid the DJ, you automatically are a sole proprietor. Now, if you're making, like, let's say over $1,000 a gig as a rule of thumb, then that's the point where I would recommend looking into creating something like an S Corp or an LLC. And if you're at that point and you want to learn more, I would recommend checking out this website called collective.com. They essentially help with all kind of business related matters. So legal, finances for businesses who are at that level. Now, if you're not quite there yet, it's all good. I'm definitely not. Then you can just file your taxes as a sole proprietor. And I think that's going to be the easiest for you. It doesn't make sense to do a bunch of admin paperwork if it's not going to be, it doesn't make financial sense. So in this episode, we're going to cover how to file your taxes as a DJ being a sole proprietor. All right, so let's talk about the money flow. The basic flow of money for a business is gross income minus operating expenses equals taxable income minus taxes equals net income. Now, to define each of these, gross income is any money you make through your DJ business, whether it be gigs, sponsorships, lessons, radio mixes, Twitch royalties, etc. Operating expenses are any money that you spend to generate that income. So gear, travel, practice space, marketing, advertising, what have you. Any money that you're spending, that's an operating expense. Now, taxable income is the amount of income that your taxes are calculated on. So it's basically gross income minus the amount that you spend is what your taxable income is. Now, taxes are obviously the money that you pay to the IRS. And then your net income is the money that you actually take home after taxes. So the goal here is to make your taxable income as low as legally possible and nothing more, so that the amount you're paying in taxes is actually calculated based on the amount that you actually made after all the money you spent generating that income. So speaking of income, as stated earlier, the IRS views income as essentially any money or non-monetary item of value that you receive for doing pretty much anything in relation to your business. So I'll cover the specific income forms later in the this year's filing taxes section. But just to set it up, pretty much any money that you make in relation to your DJ business is going to be considered income by the IRS. Okay, now let's review expenses. There are two main types of expenses, current expenses and capital expenses. Current expenses are everyday costs of doing business. For DJs, this is going to be things like vinyl, music, streaming services, etc. And these are all expenses that you write off in the same year that the cost was incurred. That's why they're called current expenses. Now, the second type of expense is called a capital expense. And these are expenses that will provide a benefit to the business beyond the current year. So these are like large gear purchases, so like turntables, CDJs, a mixer, even a cell phone. These must be deducted over a number of years because they are used for several years. So their costs are spread out to match the business revenue that they help in those following years. But there's something called Section 179, which is our friend, and this allows like smaller businesses like ours to write off these capital expenses in the same year that you paid for them. So I'll cover that here next. Like I said, Section 179 is your friend, deducting the full amount in the current year instead of having to depreciate the asset over time, gives you a larger return in the current year and just honestly makes filing your taxes easier. So here's a couple things that you should know about deducting assets for Section 179. The asset must be placed into service the same year that it was purchased. So if you bought the turntable in November, you got to use it in November, whether to practice or do a gig. The annual limit for Section 179 is currently $1 million. So that's why, you know, most DJ businesses like ours are going to be able to use this. You must use the asset for more than 50% for your business. Your Section 179 deduction can't exceed your annual total taxable earnings. However, your earnings aren't limited to your DJ business. So if you have like a full-time job outside of DJing, then you can include that in the account, which is super nice. The Section 179 deduction is reduced if you trade in an old asset for the new. So if like you buy a new phone and you know traded in your old one, you can write off an asset you bought on credit. Like if you use the Guitar Center credit card, for example, and you can still write it off in the current year. But some things that you can't deduct under 179 are most real estate, inventory bought to sell to customers, things like merch, something bought from a close relative or other business which you have ownership in, items you already own, and assets used outside of the United States. So I briefly mentioned depreciation, and since we're going to be covering, or most of the purchases that you make can be deducted under Section 179, I'm not going to cover depreciation here in this article, but if you want to learn more about it, then I recommend checking out the book that's in the long form article, which there's a link to on my website at jamieselects.com. Cool. So those are the tax basics. Pretty simple. Now we're going to jump into the filing the current year's taxes section. Current year taxes. Let's get it in. So the easiest form to enter in terms of income is going to be the W-2 form. And you're going to get this form if you have a quote-unquote regular job where you're an employee, either full or part-time. So this part's super easy. You just look at the form and then go to the tax software and essentially match up each box from what's on the form and enter that into the software, or some of them even provide the option of allowing you to log into your payroll provider, and it will just import the tax form for you. So either do that, log in with the payroll provider, or just manually enter in the information from each box, and this will get your income in from the W-2 regular job section. This is the easy part. Once you've completed your W-2, we're gonna move on to the self-employment 1099 section. And as a DJ, this is where the large majority, if not all of your income, is going to be reported. The 1099 form is for contractors, freelancers, independent workers, and also musicians. And so DJ falls in this category as well. So as you're entering it into your tax software, you're gonna look out for a section under the employment umbrella called self-employment income, and it should ask for the 1099 forms. If you're using Cash App Taxes, under income, it says self-employed with the subtitle. This usually means 1099 MISC, NEC, 1099K, Schedule C, or Schedule K1. So any of those forms for self-employment income is where you're going to be entering your DJ income. So technically, you should be getting a 1099 from any regular gig that you have. This is essentially a summary of all the money that they've paid you throughout the year. This is especially to note as you get more professional and you start to do bigger and bigger gigs, you want to definitely make sure that they're sending you a 1099 so that way you don't run into trouble down the road. And it's totally common to have multiple 1099 forms since it's likely that you're not, you know, just spinning at one place. So in that section, you're going to want to enter the income from all of those places from the 1099 form, and that is how you report your DJ income. Once you've reported all of your income, you're then going to move on to the deductions phase. So this is both the fun part because it allows you to deduct your or lower your taxable income, I mean. But it's also tedious because you have to go through all of your records and report every single dollar that you spent on your DJ business throughout the year. So if you haven't kept good records throughout the year, then it's going to require some hunting down of those expenses and looking at the calendar and just going back and recording everything. So in this section, I'm going to cover all of the main things that you can deduct as a DJ. So let's get started. One of the biggest expenses that you can write off by far is going to be your vehicle. And there's two ways that you can do this. Number one, the standard mileage method. And number two, the actual expenses method. So the standard mileage method is where you take a set amount per mile deduction multiplied by the percentage of business use for that vehicle in the year. And then the actual expense method is where you deduct all your actual expenses for the vehicle, you know, gas, repairs, maintenance, and multiply that by the percentage used for the vehicle. In this post here, I'm just going to cover the standard mileage method as it's the simplest. But a good rule of thumb, if you want to try out both, is that if you have a kind of an inexpensive car, the standard mileage method's likely going to be better. And if you have a more expensive car, say like a Mercedes or a new Beamer or something, then you might want to check out the actual expense method. But if you didn't record all of your expenses for the whole year, and you don't want to go back and, you know, calculate how much gas that you bought, it's probably going to be simpler for you just to use the standard mileage method. So that's what I'm going to cover. For each vehicle you own and use for the business, you're going to have to choose one of these methods and stick to it for subsequent years. So once you pick one, you can't like change back and forth for that particular vehicle year after year. So if you use if you own a vehicle and use it to get to gigs or actually any other, you know, DJ related things, like if you go to your friend's house to spin, just practice. If you go to drive to a photo shoot, if you drive to go check out a venue for a party, anything that you do in relation to your business with your vehicle, you can record those miles and write them off. So the things to do here are going to be keep records of your miles driven, gas receipts, and any other receipts if you're using the actual expense method, but mainly just keep a record of all of the miles that you drove for your DJ business. You're going to want to allocate business and personal use. So if you use a business for both, you know, personal life and also the DJ business, what percent are using that vehicle for your DJ business? And then if it's a new vehicle, you're going to want to choose a deduction method. But again, I'd most of the time recommend the standard mileage method. So when you're entering it into the tax software, to the best of your ability, enter the total number of business miles driven, and then also the total cost of parking, tolls, and state vehicle taxes. These are things that you can write off. So whenever you park at a gig or park anywhere and have to pay for it, make sure to keep that receipt or keep a record of it. Again, this is why you should just use a single card for DJ-related purchases, because this will make it super easy to go back and check. But if you're using multiple cards, this is going to be a huge hassle because it's going to be hard to remember, you know, what was a DJ expense and what was a personal expense. Here are some situations where you actually can't use the standard mileage method and you must use the actual expense method. You use more than one vehicle in your business simultaneously. You use the actual expense method previously and claimed an accelerated depreciation method to deduct the cost of this vehicle. Or you used Section 179 to write off all or part of the vehicle's purchase. So if you did any of those things in previous years, then you're going to have to use the actual expense method. But if you haven't and you're just getting started and this is the first time writing off your car, then you can use the standard mileage method, which is going to be a little bit easier for you. So that's vehicles. Definitely make sure to write off the expenses related to this. This is going to be a huge impact to lowering your taxable income. The second big category you want to make sure to write off is the home office or rent. All DJs who have a setup at home for practicing or streaming, a desk for music research, crate building, producing, and general DJ business administration, which could include gig booking, marketing, setting up ads, anything of the like, you should be taking advantage of the home office deduction. If you're not, you're leaving a ton of money on the table. This is especially true over the past few years where streaming has been more of a thing. We've kind of had to take over our entire living rooms or kitchens or bedrooms to stream if you're still doing that. So this deduction is even more relevant now than it used to be. So the rules for claiming a home office deduction state that your home office must be the principal place of your business and a separate identifiable space in your home and regularly regularly and exclusively used for business. So in non-COVID times, you're out gigging at other places other than your home, but you can still qualify for the deduction if both of the following are true, which should apply. You do the administration or management of your business at home, and you have no other fixed location where you conduct those activities. Now, most of us aren't going to have an entirely separate room for practicing and work, but that's okay. As long as your setup and workstation take up their own kind of section of a room, you can write that portion off. And as long as you're consistently streaming, practicing, downloading, and doing DJ admin work from that particular space, then that will satisfy the regular and exclusive part of the rules. So similar to vehicles, there are two methods of calculating home office deductions. Number one, square footage, and number two, number of rooms. For this podcast, I'm going to cover the square footage methods, as I think it's easier and relevant to most people. But if you're interested in learning about the number of rooms method, then I recommend checking out the tax book that I linked in my initial taxes article at jamieselects.com/DJtools. So if you're a renter, the square footage method is pretty simple to use. Here's what you have to do. Divide the number of square feet used for your DJ business by your home's or apartment's total square footage, and this will determine what percentage of your rent and other home office expenses are deductible each year. Here are the expenses you can write off using the prorated percentage of your home office. Rent, internet, renter's insurance, utilities, repairs, office supplies. There is also known as what's called the safe harbor or standard rate method of $5 per square foot up to $1,500 per year. So you should use the tax software to calculate both options and see which one's going to be better for you. If the standard rate is even close, use it just because it's easier and it's going to put up less red flags when you're filling out your taxes. And it's also just easier to apply. You don't have to calculate all the individual expenses. You can just use the kind of the standard deduction. Lastly, if you own your own home and take the full itemized deduction, you will be taking depreciation and have to pay back or recapture this depreciation when you sell your home. Renters won't run into this expense as they don't take appreciation. I won't cover that in detail here. If you're in that situation, then I recommend checking out that book or working with a tax professional, just because I think most people will be covered with the standard renting option. Okay, now we're going to talk about current expenses. In general, if you use it for DJing or related activities that build your DJ brand, you can deduct it. So I'm just going to list off a huge list here of some of the expenses that you can and should be writing off as a DJ. So I'll start off with the category and then kind of give some examples. So travel, flights for traveling gigs, hotels for traveling gigs, public transportation for local gigs, bridge tolls, parking, miles driven, and also meals while you're traveling. So if you're in a different city doing a gig and you spend money on food, you'll definitely want to record that because you can write that off. Just a quick note on travel meal expenses. Only 50% of your meal costs while traveling are deductible, but normally the tax software will calculate that for you, so you should just enter the full amount. I would double check that as you're entering it just to confirm, but generally that's how the tax software works. So while you can only write off 50% of the meal cost, you should just enter the full amount, assuming your tax software calculates that for you. Small gear purchases. So this is going to be things that are like under a few $100. So things like control vinyl, needles, if you still have those, replacement cartridges, slip mats, cables, XLRs, RCAs, USBs, computer charger replacements, extension cords, power strips, USB sticks, any kind of small gear purchase, you definitely want to write off. A good way to do this is if you just go through your Amazon cart and look for orders in relation to this. That's a good way to find those expenses. A big one for DJ is obviously going to be music. So any money that you spend on music, you can write off. So record pool memberships, whether it's BeatSource, DJ City, HMC, BPM, Heavy Hits, whatever it is, be sure to record all those expenses and write them off. iTunes, Beatport, or Bandcamp purchases, CDs if you're still fucking with those, vinyl, streaming memberships, so Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, whatever it is that you spend money on in relation to music, definitely record that expense and write it off. Next up, we have gear rentals. So if you're doing a wedding, need to rent some speakers, that's an expense you can write off. DJ-related conferences, So if you go to Beyond the Music Retreat or you go to the NAMM show, you can write those the expenses for those conferences off. So both like the ticket itself and then also travel, lodging, and meals. DJ lessons, anything in relation to advertising and marketing. So social media ads, you know, graphic design, if you pay someone to make a flyer for you, create an emoji, or not emoji, an emote for Twitch, logo generation, stickers for your logo, media capture, photo shoots, video promos, after movies, any kind of hiring people that you do, so like booking other DJs at your events, and again, like, you know, hiring photographers or videographers for your events. Another one is bank service charges on if you have a business account. Things for your online presence, so website email hosting, if you pay for G Drive, you can do that. If you pay for your website hosting, all those things can be written off. Event permits, if you're throwing your own events outside and you need to get a permit, write off that permit. And also business insurance. So this is a fairly complete list. I'm sure there's some more things that you can write off. If you spend money on it in relation to your DJ business, then you can write it off. That's kind of the summary. But I hope those are some good examples of things that you can write off. So you may be thinking, damn, that's a lot of expenses I got to go through. And you're kind of right. But here's some pro tips on ways to make this easier. Again, the best thing that you can possibly do in terms of making this easy on yourself is to start using a single credit card for every single DJ-related purchase. That way, everything is located in the same place. You can especially imagine if you do this while you're traveling, then you know that the lifts you take, the meals you purchase, are all going to be stored at one place versus, you know, having your lifts and your meals on your regular credit card when you're traveling and then some purchases on a single card. So it's always going to be best if you can put everything onto a single card. But here's some pro tips when searching through your cards to find everything easiest. So number one is to search company by name in your credit card statements. So things like Bandcamp, iTunes, BPM Supreme, just search all the major retailers that you normally spend money at for your DJ business into all your credit card statements just to make sure that you've gotten everything within that same year. Another thing is to go through your past year's Amazon orders. I'm sure that you've purchased something from Amazon in relation to the business, probably like a cable or whatever. So just go through your past year's Amazon orders and take down anything that looks like a DJ-related purchase. When you're on trips, go to your credit card statement and then put in the specific time frame for those trips so that way you can pull up all the lifts and the meals, as I was mentioning earlier. And then take a look at timestamps for lifts, especially if you take lifts home from gigs. You know, if it's going to be a late night lift, then there's a high likelihood that you're doing some gig for that purchase as well. You want to make sure that you actually had a gig on that day, but it's good to go through the timestamps of the lifts. So these are some pro tips on finding transactions a little easier. You know, searching the company by name and all your credit card statements, Amazon orders, search by dates when you had traveling gigs, and then take a look at your lifts as well. Okay, now let's go over capital expenses. So again, these are expenses that are over a couple $100 and are going to have use for the business for more than 1 year. And we're going to try to write these off under Section 179, which your tax software should go through or walk you through when you enter in the capital expenses section. So I'm just going to list off, again, some types of purchases that would fall under this category. So large DJ purchases, things like turntables, CDJs, controllers, DJ software, if you're like buying the whole software at once, speakers, flight cases, phase, lights, a streaming tower, like a new computer to stream from, trussing, if you're getting that for, you know, larger mobile gigs, large electronic purchases, so computer, your phone, computer monitor, if you do that for like admin work or library organization, any home office purchases, so a table for your DJ setup, a desk for your admin work, anything in relation to your home office, and also large software purchases, so things like Serato DJ Pro Membership, Logic, Ableton, anything that would be in relation to the DJ business that's a software, you can also write that off in the capital expenses section. Now, a couple business expenses that aren't deductible, going to be federal or state income, gift and estate taxes, business clothing, unless it qualifies as a uniform. This is a tricky one. Some people write off their clothes and their shoes as a DJ. I personally don't, just because I don't want to fall under any scrutiny. But I think that you could pull it off if you wear it exclusively for DJing, especially if your brand, you know, is like wearing suits and you bought a new suit and you only wear the suit when you're DJing. That would definitely qualify If you're dead mouse and wear the head thing, that definitely qualifies. But if you're just buying shoes that you also wear like normally throughout the day when you're not DJing, I personally wouldn't write that off. In addition to those, we have social club dues, hobby losses, fines and penalties for violating laws, business gifts valued at over $25, and personal expenses unrelated to the business, any business purpose. All of those things cannot be deductive. So yeah, just a quick note on personal versus business expenses. You don't want to get too creative here. Sole proprietor businesses with losses are the most likely to get audited, as the IRS knows. There's the most potential for overlap between personal and business expenses. So as stated earlier, the goal here is to pay only what you owe, but not less. So always do your taxes, assuming that you'll get audited. And this will ensure you don't write off frivolous costs or try to do too much. Okay, so now let's talk about preparing for next year's taxes. You may be thinking it's already too late to record my expenses, this year is a wash, but that is wrong. Start good habits now while it's still early in the year and your next year's tax filing self will thank you. Here's some things you should be doing right now to make next year's filing much easier. So as I said before many times here, the easiest thing that you can do in terms of like biggest bang for your buck is going to be setting up a separate credit or debit card specifically for your DJ expenses. Again, the reason this works so well is that just without much work on your end, it just funnels everything into a single place. So that way, when you're going through and looking for expenses, everything's just all on a single card. And so you can just go through the credit card statements of that particular card and just essentially record everything that's been spent there. So this is going to be your biggest bang for your buck. If you take one thing away from this, this is what I would recommend. It's just use a separate credit card for any DJ-related purchase. You know, swap it out on all of the music purchasing sites, all the streaming sites, put it in your Amazon so that way it's super easy and readily accessible. And then make sure to bring it with you when you're traveling so that way you can use it for meals and public transportation and lifts and things out there while you're traveling as well. So again, I'm gonna hammer this home. Set up a separate credit card and your life will be much easier next year, I promise. Second thing you can do is to keep good records and find some kind of cadence to where you're recording your expenses routinely such that you're not doing the entire year in March or April whenever you're doing your taxes. So if you go to jamieselects.com/DJ tools, I have a finances log template for DJs. So that way you can record all of your gigs, how much money you made for each gig, and then also more importantly, all of your expenses. So I recommend trying to do this at some routine cadence that you can figure out. You know, once a week would be great. It's probably a little bit unrealistic. So if you can shoot for once a month or at least once a quarter, then your life's gonna be so much easier when you're filling out your taxes. So again, two things that will help you for next year's taxes. Number one, set up a separate credit card. And then number two, find a cadence that you can stick with throughout the year where you're gonna be recording your expenses that you've had so far. So I hope this was helpful. Now go spin, go gig, go stream, and make sure to record your expenses. Jamie Selects out. Peace, y'all.